I'm Vicky Merrick. This week on the Local Food Report, Elspeth Hay learns about a curious incident involving a farmer and a dangerous row of parsnips.
Recently at the farmer's market, I ran into my friend Drake Cook. They're a farmer in Truro. Drake had small but noticeable burn marks all over their arms. And I asked Drake what had happened.
The burn is called phytophotodermatitis.
So this is something that I've never heard of before. You were burned by a parsnip.
Yeah, it's a chemical burn. And it's any plant in the Apiaceae family, which is all those umbel plants, dill.
Umbel?
Umbrella form. So if you see Queen Anne's lace, that's an umbel. And that's actually wild carrot. And parsnip has a wild variety, wild parsnip, that looks pretty much like Queen Anne's lace, a lot like Queen Anne's lace, sharper leaves, and yellow flowers instead of white. And those ones are really poisonous.
This is a lot to absorb. I've been walking around my backyard for years, bumping into Queen Anne's lace, and who knows what else in the Apiaceae family. I asked Drake, what does this mean for us as eaters and foragers and gardeners, and how easy is it to get burned? Drake says whether or not phytophotodermatitis happens, and how serious it is, depends on a lot of factors.
The burn only happens if the sap interacts with sunlight.
Apparently, the sap of both wild and domestic parsnips, celery, parsley, carrots, lemons, figs, limes, and a few other plants have a chemical compound called furanocoumarin. When you're picking these plants or brushing up against them and you break the greens, the stalk oozes this chemical. And if the sun is strong and the chemical touches your skin while you're outside, it triggers the reaction. At first, the spots look like bruises, and eventually they turn into blisters. People's sensitivity to the compound varies. But for Drake, this year's parsnips were a perfect storm.
So this year I started them a lot earlier than in years past. So in August, when I did my first harvest, they were a lot bigger than they usually are in August. So the sun was a lot stronger when I picked them, and the branches of the leaves were a lot more vigorous.
The bigger the plants, the more developed the compound. And the stronger the sun, the stronger the burn. Needless to say, Drake will be wearing full-body gear from now on during parsnip harvests. But they say they're not willing to stop growing them altogether. Because despite the risk, there are so many wonderful things to do with parsnips.
I like to cut them up in cubes and roast them with carrots and beets and other root vegetables. Or I like to fry them up on the frying pan.
I make a really good creamy parsnip soup. Parsnips are peppery, but when you roast them with maple syrup and puree them with chicken stock and a little bit of cream, you get a slightly sweet and delicious soup.
I have juiced them before, and when you juice them, they taste like eggnog. So if you're looking for a vegan eggnog alternative this holiday season, I suggest juiced parsnips.
Parsnips are full of surprises. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Well, there's another reason we do the Local Food Report. This might sound like a crazy piece of minutia or weird information, but back in the day, it was probably common knowledge. And with the rise of backyard farming, it's the kind of stuff you might want to know. If you've got anything wild or surprising about local food to share, please get in touch. You can reach out to us on our website at capeandislands.org. You'll also find our free podcast there. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening, and be careful out there.